The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit in federal court in Milwaukee Tuesday, challenging the state's new voter ID law.
The ACLU is going to be arguing in federal court that it's a violation of federal voting rights to require people to show a photo ID in order to vote.
ACLU of Wisconsin spokeswoman Stacey Harbaugh argues the law creates a poll tax and places a severe and undue burden on the right to vote.
And we've heard stories from people all over Wisconsin who are sincerely caught in a catch-22, where either they don't have the money or the documents needed to secure an ID in order to vote when, you know, they were perfectly eligible to vote before.
The suit is the second legal challenge brought against the voter ID law that was passed earlier this year. The first case, brought in state court by the League of Women Voters, is scheduled to go before a Dane County judge in January. It argues the law violates the state constitution.
We're arguing based on the federal constitution that this is discriminatory, and we're going to be telling the stories of real people in Wisconsin who will simply not be able to vote in next year's elections because of this law.
Republicans have argued the law will stand up to legal challenges. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.